Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Jeremy Kahn, with all the things that we've done on this show today, I'm having a feeling that the Ravens are on the verge of making a lot of these changes.
Mm-hmm.
The 2026 season could look completely different than the 2025 season. I'm not talking about just record. I'm talking about who's at the top of this Ravens organization in terms of game day things, not front office. There's some who believe that Todd Monken's job is in jeopardy as much as, if not more, than Zach Orr's. You don't buy into that, do you?
I mean, it's hard to buy into. Hearing Harbaugh criticize him, you know, at the podium, Monken, that is, and we haven't heard any of that criticism about Zach Orr.
None, because Zach Orr's his guy.
Unless, I mean, nobody's going to be like 100% honest with you with what's going on. And whether they want to come out and say, hey, look, man, we banged up all year long. What do you want us to do? We lost all these pieces. I'd even listen to you during that. But there's more to it. There's so much more to this. And in hearing all this stuff about Monken, it just kind of it caught us off guard when Harbaugh did it. And now that there's a story out in the Baltimore Sun talking about anonymous players saying, yeah, the big problem's been on offense. Everybody's talking about defense. Maybe there was a little bit of meat left on the bone offensively in certain games. But when Lamar's been in, I don't think the offense has been the problem. That's just my opinion.
Head coaches have a way of knowing self-preservation. Harbaugh, let's say, let me give you a scenario, Jeremy. Let's say there were people who were doubtful whether or not Zach Orr was the right guy for defensive coordinator. And John Harbaugh sold this.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in line for Todd Monken. It was a great thing. But he sold Zach Orr.
Last year we were talking about, is Todd Monken going to get one of the head coaching jobs?
Exactly.
And now we're talking about the exact opposite.
So now that things are going awry, is this self-preservation? Let me throw Todd Monken out there as a smokescreen for you not to look at me or Zach Orr. Let me throw that out there.
You think there's just more of a relationship with Zach Orr?
Or that's his guy. So let me ask you a question, Jeremy. So you never saw a situation where somebody in charge handpicked someone and did everything they could to protect the person they handpicked? You never saw that?
In radio?
Oh. I didn't say radio.
No, but radio. I've seen it more than
anything. Okay, all right.
That's my show. You can't get rid of it.
So you never saw this?
No. I mean,
You never saw someone come in and automatically say, let me eliminate this so I can put my person in?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I never expected this with this team, where it's like there's something that seems so obvious on the defensive side. And on the offensive side, I didn't look outside of some of the play calling down in the red zone that I would question. I'm not questioning the offense as a whole. I'm questioning the defense. I just told you guys, like John McClain, who covers the Texans, tweeted out last night, if you had any questions how bad the Ravens defense is, just watch this game and what Seattle's doing to Houston after traveling 4,000 miles back home and Houston's coming off a bye.
You ever heard the expression, it all comes out in a wash?
Yeah.
It all comes out in a wash.
Listen,
let me say this to all of Baltimore and everyone who's listening online, away from Baltimore. I'm going to be completely upfront with you. I don't like him, meaning Harbaugh. The things that I don't like about him in particular, it had nothing to do with coaching. It's the person that he is.
You and I are in the same boat.
The picture that I'm painting right now is jaded. I'm telling you that now. It's jaded because I think he's capable of doing that. So that's why I'm only painting this picture because I personally believe he is capable of doing that. Not because anybody has led me to believe that. Not because I've had any clues of that. I'm painting a picture of the man that I thought he was for a decade.
Yeah.
That's what I'm painting right now. So I want to be completely transparent with you. This is not a lead. This is not inside sources. This is me saying I think the proof is in the pudding and it all comes out in the wash.
Well, I just got a text from my buddy Shelton. Shelton, what's up? He said, if they get rid of Todd, I'm done with this team. You find an offensive coordinator that you finally like, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many offensive coordinators outside of Kubiak did you like here? Everybody has hated all those offensive
coordinators. None of them.
From Caldwell.
None of them.
Who was the dude that went to Pittsburgh all those years ago? Matt Kavanaugh.
Matt Kavanaugh, yeah. Hated him.
The dude that went to LSU.
Cam Cameron.
Like, you think about all these guys and you're going, I don't like any of them. Like Kubiak, because it's the best year we saw under Flacco. And now you finally have a guy that has a little bit of a track record that you like. And people are, I guess the story's out that something's going on behind the scenes. Maybe he was the one playing video games and ping pong.
That guy won a national championship in college with a quarterback who didn't even get drafted in the first, five rounds?
Yeah.
Let's go to Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Not bad. Here's my thing when it comes to Monken, and I've said this before. Monken don't get a long leash to me because you got the greatest player in the game. Let me ask the fans and you guys this. If you think of your favorite offensive plays that the Ravens have ran since they've been here, that's Lamar ball. Monken don't get credit for Lamar picking the ball up off the ground and scoring a touchdown or stiff-arming somebody or doing – we've even coined the term Lamar ball. Zach Orr doesn't have a guy, no matter what coverage I run, he's going to beat a block. He's going to get a sack. This guy's going to take a receiver out of the game. I can't give Monken a long leash because he has a playmaker. He has a guy.
Trey, can I stop you for a second? Who has Lamar put his best numbers up with?
Lamar's a great player.
No. I didn't ask you that. I asked you who.
He won an MVP with Greg Roman.
Who did he put his best numbers up with?
Did Todd Monken have
any success before Lamar?
Yes, he was in Georgia where he can recruit better players.
Okay,
than anybody.
So how come it can't be a perfect marriage? How come it has to be? If you got a quarterback who excels under this coordinator, and a coordinator with history in the past,
he excelled before him, though, Rob. He excelled before him.
But hold on, because the four games that Lamar played this year, the Ravens scored 41, 41, 30, and 20.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could tell me that there's certain plays in the game that they could have done something different. We talked about the goal line stuff, and there's a lot of Monday morning quarterback when plays don't work out. But this, to me, that's not Monken. You want to know what they gave up in all those games?
Yes.
41, 17, 38, and 37.
And to say that Zach Orr doesn't have a guy, come on, stop it. He has a couple of guys. What you got for me over there, Joseph?
All right, so this is a comment that I found online. So players could have bashed Zach Orr like they did with Todd Monken, but they didn't. They fully support Zach Orr. Brent Urban said in that article, there's so many things wrong. Just guys getting on the same page. It's one thing here, one thing there. These little things that are really adding up. He goes on to explain that The Ravens offense ran a play in practice that caught Zach Orr's defense by surprise. They didn't stop it. Kansas City ran the exact same play, and he prepared the Ravens defense to stop that play, and they didn't stop it.
Wow.
So Ravens defensive players are standing up for Zach Orr and saying that he's putting them in the right spots and they're not doing anything.
So why aren't they getting it done then?
The players are saying it's on them.
Okay.
And it's the last quote was, it makes Zach Orr look bad when he's calling the right plays.
Jeremy Collins, Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, the NBA tips off tonight. And no better person than Jerry Bembry to talk about it up next on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
9:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us from the undefeated.
Bring in with some Mob D.
He is Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
What's going on, Rob, Jeremy? How you guys doing?
Good. Doing well, man. Doing well. Little Mob D, nothing but the best for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
NBA season tips off tonight. Jerry, I know you're a big NBA guy. Is this like Christmas for you tonight? Warriors, Lakers, Rockets, Thunder?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting, man. I'm so happy that the season's about to begin. And, you know, I'm sorry that Ed's not here today because we're actually starting a season where the New York Knicks are going to be the favorite in the Eastern Conference. And so I'm excited about that. So, yeah, let the season begin.
Jerry, do you still have your fandom for the Knicks or doing this job? Has it kind of passed a little bit or is it still there?
It's never passed.
Okay.
It's always been there. I remember covering the series when they played the Bulls, and
having to sit on my hands back in the Michael Jordan era and Patrick Ewing. You know, being so excited because I'm a Knicks fan, but also having to hold it in. And I went to a playoff game a couple of years ago and sat there and felt the energy. So, you know, cool. if they make the finals this year, I will definitely be there. You know, it's kind of hard to cover in that situation, but I've always been a Knicks fan. I've always covered them fairly. So, you know, when they mess up, I cite that as well. So.
Yeah, it's weird for me because I was a Mavs fan when they traded Luka, and now they have a really good team because I don't know if the NBA did that handshake thing and gave him the number one overall pick. But I don't know that I could ever root for the Lakers, and he's on there, and they get skinny Luka. They play tonight against the Warriors. What do you make of the Lakers? Did they do enough in the offseason?
No, they did not. They don't have enough. I mean, they brought in DeAndre Ayton because Rudy Gobert lit him up in the playoffs, but when has DeAndre Ayton been a reliable player in the NBA? So, I mean, there's not enough. And LeBron's got sciatica issues, so he's going to miss the first part of the season. And you seem like you're criticizing skinny Luka. I like skinny Luka.
Oh, I love it. I'm just mad I didn't get it in Dallas.
He's going to be more effective because he was always a little like, this guy's been at the bar a little bit too much last night, a little pudgy. I hope he's effective, but there's not enough on that team. And they don't have a shot. They really don't have a shot. They're playing probably for a play-in situation this year. That would be on a positive side with them. You know, Austin Reeves is an effective ball player. But, you know, maybe Bronny James will show us something that we haven't seen yet. Who knows?
I'm upset with skinny Luka because now I got to get my own tab at the bar. Here with Jerry Bembry from The Undefeated. Jerry, 37-year-old Kevin Durant signs an extension in Houston. Not only is that significant in his, you know, probably retire as a Rocket, but also that makes him now has the highest earnings of anyone in NBA history. And are you surprised at this in an era where he played with LeBron James?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. You would think that LeBron would be the guy that would be number one. But, you know, Kevin has earned his keep over the years, and he's going to have the biggest impact of anybody who's moved in the offseason on the squad because Houston was on the precipice of being a really solid upper echelon team last year. Fred VanVleet is still doing it in a older setting. Alperen Sengun, I think that he is one of the top centers in basketball. Steven Adams is a good backup. So they have size. They have some guys in the guard position who can really play. Thompson is a great defender. He's a young player. And Durant just gives them a proven score. So I think that the Rockets are going to be a very dangerous team this year.
What do the Celtics look like? They're only 2.5-point favorites over the Sixers to open the season tomorrow night.
Listen, anytime you lose a guy the caliber of Jason Tatum for an entire season, it's going to be tough for them this season. And Jaylen Brown is still a solid player, and they have some good pieces around them. But, you know, you live on a 1-2 punch, and now it's a 1 punch. And so that's why they're not going to be a factor come the end of the season. You know, you just don't lose a guy like Tatum for a year and figure you're going to be a championship contender. So I think that for them, the Indiana Pacers losing Halliburton for the whole season, even for Dallas. And, you know, Dallas has some people who can pick up the pieces, but Kyrie Irving is a big loss for them. I think that injuries will have a big play of what teams contain and which teams don't this year.
Jerry Bembry joins us from The Undefeated. Jerry, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. We're about to tip off tonight, the 2025-26 NBA season. Give me Jerry Bembry's top three storylines to start the season.
Wow, top three storylines. One, I'm going to put the Knicks up there. Can they really fulfill the expectations this year? So it's one thing to come from behind and be kind of an underdog situation,
right,
and be a contender like they've been the last couple of years. But now you are the team. You are the hunted. And so, you know, will they, live up to expectations? And I think they will. I think they're in good shape. Second storyline, Cooper Flagg.
Oh,
how good is Cooper Flagg?
I like that.
And without Kyrie Irving, you know, he's going to have to step in a major, major way. With a Kyrie, he can kind of ease into the situation. Now he's got to be the man, and we'll see how good he really is in the NBA. And I think he's gonna be really, really solid for that squad. And I guess the third storyline, what's going to happen with the Los Angeles Clippers, right? What's the punishment for the Kawhi Leonard situation in signing the deal where you have a no-pay job? You know, and if you look on paper, James Harden is there, right? They have some good players. They picked up Bradley Beal, Brooke Lopez, Chris Paul is there. And so can they finally fulfill expectations of being a championship team? That's why they bought Kawhi. That's why they bought him and bought him, Kawhi, over to that squad to really get them to the promised land and pull out of the Lakers' shadows. And I think they're going to lose some draft picks when this investigation is all said and done.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, but so the key is to do it now. You got to win now if you are the LA Clippers, and we'll see what happens. And, you know, you still have the best team in the NBA in OKC. So their storyline is, can they stay hungry enough to do it again?
See, like a true pro. Like a true pro, Jeremy. I asked him for three. Man said, that's nothing. I'm going to give you three and plus one.
Yeah, a bonus. Well, let me give you another storyline, because this team hasn't been good since the 90s, but I really like the Orlando Magic this year.
Yeah, I think they got some really good young players down there. Paolo Banchero is great. I think what they're going to miss is Mo Wagner is still going to be out at the beginning of the season, but they pick up Desmond Bain. You know, Jalen Suggs is solid. Franz Wagner is solid. So they showed the signs last year of taking that next step. So I think if Mo Wagner was there, I think they would be among the top four teams in Eastern Conference. Without them, I think they're still a competitive team.
I just hope Bane doesn't have them doing curls after curls after curls. Look at those damn biceps, man. How's he still shooting that way?
Yeah, that guy, he's a beast out there, man. But he's a solid player. He's a guy that you one of your squad is going to give all out effort. He's going to be, you know, play both sides of the ball, defense and offense. So he's a good pickup for Orlando.
Jerry, you going to make it to a game this week?
I'm working on this a story that I really can't say anything about, but it's about an international player. I don't know if I'm going to be to a game this week, but I'll definitely be there by next week somewhere.
There he is, Jerry Bembry. Tell us how to find you on social media.
@ Jerry Bembry on all the platforms. You can find me there.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Enjoy the NBA season, my friend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
all right,
Jerry.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I didn't get to talk to you guys about Sunday, because I absolutely got my teeth kicked in on Sunday. It was just, any way you could lose a game, I lost. I think the one thing I got right was something I never do, and that was betting the Kansas City Chiefs as double-digit favorites in the NFL. But yesterday, I went 4-1 in my plays. I went 5-1 overall in my prop plays. The NBA opens up tonight. I'll give you my two NBA plays, two NHL plays, and two college football plays, and then we'll get back to some phone calls right here on The Fan.
Here comes the pitch from Bizzardo. Swung on. That is hit high, deep left field, and it is gone. George Springer, three-run home run. Blue Jays lead 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh.
They were saying, you summon a bitch. You hear that? Like, I like when that happens, when you get the, and Joe, did you do that on purpose by pulling their sound? That's the Seattle Mariners radio broadcast. And you could tell that once the home run's hit, as everybody gets quiet. That's just a crushing, crushing hit. And George Springer, you brought it up, man. He's just been killing it in the postseason.
It's history. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's not new to this.
Nope.
I mean, if ever there was a signing that was an investment, it's George Springer.
Honestly, I thought it was a bad signing because of his injury history.
But all of that being said, if they win the World Series, he doesn't have to do anything else.
Nope.
Nothing else.
Nope. And again, he's been just amazing this postseason. The only guy that's been better than him in that series was Vlad. And, you know, I had that right. I had the under in that game. I had the Texans last night, which was my lone loss. And I hit five prop plays. I had some ones that weren't that fun to bet, like Sam Darnold over 1.5 rushes.
Yeah.
Felt like he was, you know, that's a boring bet. You go, oh, go ahead, sneak it. Go ahead, take off. You know, like, it's just, eh. But it won. I had Rashad White over 3.5 receptions to go along with the Lions in that game. I liked Amon-Ra St. Brown to go to get a touchdown. And then on top of it, I had Jared Goff over passing yards. And honestly, I still think we hit that. The game flow being a blowout and just running the football in the fourth totally took away some opportunities for him to get 20 more yards passing.
Right.
So overall, a good night. As I said, hit the baseball game. I hit one of the football games I missed on Houston. And then tonight,
I don't know if I told you, I hit my parlay over the weekend.
Did you?
My parlay.
Was it NFL or college?
It was Alabama. No, it wasn't Alabama. It was somebody who was underdog, and I took SEC. I'll figure
did you
it
have
out.
Vandy or you're South Carolina?
I told you. It disappointed you. I tried to tell you. You don't listen to me. It's going to break your heart, man. It's going to break your heart.
Yeah, so let's look at today. Let's talk about what's going on today because it's the opening of the NBA. And it's funny. I was just going through all the transactions in the offseason, and there were a couple that I missed. Like, I knew the Rockets team was loaded, but I didn't realize all the pieces that they had added. Like, there's... And some of them are a little bit underwhelming to some fans, but understanding that you need defensive-minded guys that you can put on somebody else. So adding a DFS, Dorian Finney-Smith, which doesn't seem like it's amazing. But this Rockets team added a lot of pieces. You still have Steven Adams and Clint Capella there to go along with Alperen Sengun.
Mm.
So you have size. You have Amen Thompson, who's the largest point guard in the league now that Fred VanVleet got hurt. And then you have Kevin Durant there, who signed a two-year extension. I like this game to go under, Houston and OKC. I think we see more of a defensive-minded game between these two teams and a feeling-out process. We have to see what this Rockets offense is going to look like. I think there will be some growing pains, but they'll figure it out. I really like the way that this Rockets team is put together, and I think they would add if they were able to help themselves at the trade deadline.
I had a Friday-Saturday parlay. I had Louisville covering.
I remember you said that on Friday. I was wrong on that one.
Yeah,
Carson Beck, four picks.
Arizona State covering.
Okay.
And Vandy Moneyline.
Yep, Vanderbilt doing it again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. Well, and getting back to tonight with the NBA, the Lakers plus 2.5, I do love that play. I think people are misreading this game coming in because there's no LeBron. It's like, oh, the Warriors are going to come in. Yeah, the Warriors did not add anything in the offseason of substance outside of Al Horford, and he's a good player.
But how much of a difference maker is he?
Yeah, exactly. And the Lakers did add some pieces, even though like DeAndre Ayton, they got Marcus Smart. So you get another defensive guard to go along there. You still have Austin Reeves coming back. Austin Reeves has to be licking his chops at what Christian Braun just got. He got 5 years, $125 million. Yeah. He's a good player.
But
he averages 9 points a game. He got $125 million.
NBA, the guy give it away.
It's just unbelievable. So
the NBA is like going to a yard sale in a neighborhood with a bunch of millionaires.
Yep.
You ain't getting no junk. Everybody's going to get something for nothing. NBA players get something for nothing.
No question. So I like the Lakers tonight, plus the points at home and their home opener and skinny Luka. I think he has a big game. In college football, I think Western Kentucky is a live dog. People are going to be down on them after last week losing to the terrible FIU team. Florida International is not good. I'll get to their game in a second. But they beat Western Kentucky at Western Kentucky, and now they get Louisiana Tech, does Western Kentucky. But I like them plus a 3.5. This is a game they're definitely going to get up for. FIU and Kennesaw State, I like it to go under the 49. It's my least favorite play of the five, but I do like it. And in the NHL, I like San Jose and the Islanders to go over 6.5, and I like the Kings and the Blues to go under 5.5. No prop plays for tonight. I want to wait and watch the NBA and see how things play out before I start betting some prop plays there, but I will have some throughout the season. But last night was a good night, and my favorite plays tonight would be the Lakers, the San Jose over, and Western Kentucky. So there you go.
There you go, 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's head out. You know what gets me, Jeremy?
Yep.
You ever, like, did something for the first time, you never paid attention to it, all of a sudden after you do it for one time, you think you're an expert at it?
The gambling. Would be it. Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do one thing or like the WNBA people. You never watch women's basketball. Now you watch the WNBA game, you're an expert. Or when the Orioles start winning, people come to baseball. You know, a dude goes to one Maryland game and now he thinks he's a Terps football expert.
What's up, Rashawn?
No. See, if I would have came on here and talked about the Cowboys, y'all would have got mad. So I would have came in here and talked about Cooper Rush, y'all would have got mad. So I'm trying to, you know, switch things up, you know, bringing different
things
about? To the show.
Who says I was talking about you?
I
said a guy. I didn't say anything about you.
I can read between the lines, you know.
I'm trying
to show y'all that I have substance, man, you know, and I can bring more to this show, you know. Like, you know, I'm making national
you know,
now.
We desperately need you to bring more to this show. I mean, this is...
I can talk politics. I can talk all the...
Let's not do
know,
that. Yeah.
I can get deep, man.
Let's
I can
not
get
do
very
the,
deep, man.
Let's not do the politics.
But listen, anyway, though, right? So back to the Terps, right? You know, do y'all think Locksley is in a hot seat right now? And what do you think he has to do to keep his job for the rest of the season?
I think yes, unjustifiably, because I think what Mike Locksley brings to the table is probably what most others could not bring to the table. Maryland is not that place to be. It's not. I mean, you know, right. if you know how some people say, if he gets fired, he'll get a job tomorrow. Yep. If he gets fired, who wants this job tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I heard Saban told him not to even take this job, though, you know, back in the day before he took it.
It's like, going to be tough to win there. And again, like, people can say what they want. We're the home of the Terps, and I feel like for what it is, they get good players. They have a – I mean, when you're in the Big Ten, this is one of those teams where you look at and go, okay, they could have one of those seasons. Can we ever be in Indiana? Because Indiana would be in the same boat, mm-hmm. and you look at them, they're number two team in the country, but Kurt Cignetti would tell you to Google him. All he does is win. I don't know if they should be the number two team in the country, but they just beat Oregon in Oregon.
I don't know who else would be number two in the country. Seriously. So the answer is – is he on the hot seat? Probably. Should he be? No. Because what he's done with this job, he's gotten the most out of it, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree. And if he can somehow, some way upset Indiana, I think that'll get him off the hot seat, you know, in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I know he got a bye this week, though.
Well, I think he ought to be, he's a bye week this week. I think he ought to be more mindful of the games leading up to Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana's not his next game, is it?
Yeah, I think the bye week and then okay.
Homecoming.
All right,
that's Maryland homecoming.
Mistake scheduling them for homecoming.
Are you going down there?
I might go down there, man. It's a 3:30 start. So
if you go there, let me know. If you go there, let me know.
You want to roll with me?
No, if you go, I'm not.
Yeah.
you just think Dustin gonna be with me, man? You don't want to roll with me. Dustin gonna be there, man. I know what it is. That's all right, though.
He just doesn't want to get any fights. You guys always start trouble.
I don't want to be on camera with somebody fighting.
We ain't getting no fights, man. We've been doing good for the past week.
No, you film all of that for the past week.
You're that company that says no injuries the past 7 days. No workplace injuries.
Hey, real quick, though. Dustin almost got into it at the Dodgers game Friday.
I know.
Dodgers fans, man.
I know.
Like, man, I'm like, you picked the wrong guys, man. They got tattoos on their neck. Leave these suspended guys alone, man. You know, these not the ones, man. Leave them alone, you know.
He's out there messing with the Latin Kings. Tell them to stop. I just literally say, you guys cause problems everywhere you go. And he goes, no, not in a week.
But Dustin
on Friday. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get dragged into anything.
410-583-1057 is the number.
I'm going to look like that guy's dad when they was asking for his bike back from Debo.
No.
Are you with them?
No.
See you later.
Let's go out to Kai Rice's town. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fella? Hey, Rashad, he had tattoos on his neck. That's funny. Anyway, that's fun. Hey, Rob.
Yo.
What's up, man? That MVP talk, man. Look, what happened last night with Baker Mayfield, man?
He didn't have a good game. He didn't have a horrible game.
He didn't have any of his weapons.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly. He has nobody around him. Name two receivers on his team.
Tell me the last team that went into Detroit and played well.
Now, his thing is, Kai texted me yesterday during the show saying, tell this guy that, who do you say was the MVP, Kai? Who?
Daniel Jones.
He said Daniel Jones is the MVP and not Baker Mayfield. I said, well, Kai, I'm not going to give you the answer you want because I think Baker Mayfield is. I don't think anybody's done more with less this year than Baker Mayfield, and I still believe that.
Yeah,
you, Rob. That's crazy. You go out and lay an egg for you, man.
The sad part is you're both right. They're both in the conversation. It's just a preference.
I said I think Daniel Jones was comeback player of the year.
I said that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, right? I mean, he's going to get recognized. I just don't think he's the MVP. He's got that guy Jonathan Taylor behind him.
The leading rusher in the
exactly.
league.
Exactly. And Come on, man.
And a defense that's, I mean, their secondary is
really
good.
So many things going on right with the Indy coach team. And Baker Mayfield is sometimes putting things together with duct tape and bubble gum and still winning games down there. They're 5-2. They lost on the road to the Detroit Lions. Oh, what a horrible loss. So, you know, Kai, you know, when you pick somebody over the other person, it's not like people react like you said the other person's a bum. No. I said he'll win comeback player of the year. I just don't think he's the MVP. Because there's so many things going on around them. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Baltimore, Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, man.
Hey, look, man, I need to say this. Jeremy, you weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rob's like a little brother to me, man. I love this guy, man. I really do. You know, if anybody even going to mess with Rob, I'm there to fight for you, Rob. But yesterday,
it.
Man, this guy, Jeremy, you would have known him. He was a kinder, gentler Rob.
Really?
This guy, man, he even asked me, you can talk about what you want to talk about. I'm like, what? What's this guy? And then when you said that, I didn't even know what to say because I'm not used to that.
Stay on topic.
I'm glad he's back today, man. I'm glad Record Rob's back today.
What you guys don't know is Rob's actually the nice one. I'm behind the scenes telling him, hang up on this guy. Get rid of him. Tell him to talk about the topic we're talking about. Actually, that's not what happens. Rob's not a nice guy.
Oh, you said to hang up on him.
Oh, you jerk.
You said, did you not just say hang up on it?
I meant
Joe. Did he just not say hang up on a guy?
I said other people.
He gone.
Not Daryl.
Come on, man. Don't give me instructions.
I know Daryl, his brother Larry, and his other brother Larry.
See, thank you for that, Joe. The film says, the tape says.
No, you misheard me.
No, the tape says, you say, hang up on this guy. You say, I say hang up on this guy. Click. Now you made me feel bad because the guy said
you
I'm like
said
a little
it.
Brother to him.
Man, that's messed up.
I'm not anybody's little brother. That's the first time somebody referred to me as a little brother. You know that? Normally I'm big brother or unk.
I saw, can white people be unk? No? I saw this on Twitter and I just wanted to ask the question. No? It's okay. You can answer. I just... Mm. I didn't...
Somebody... Somebody once asked Robbie if he wants some venison. He said, so he just turned his whole body to the left. That was me or you asking, can white people be
All right. I just saw it on social media. I had a lot of time on social media when I was out sick.
No, this is certain things that, you know, you can't have. You can't have unk. You can't have Hall and Oaks.
Oh, see, we're not doing this again.
What's that?
You don't get to take what you want.
I didn't take them. They were given to us.
No, they were not.
They came to us.
We would have never given them.
No, they said that. You know, your white people say you belong to us, and they wrote, I can't go for that.
Rob, how long have we been doing this? Like, you sit here and act like we traded Hall & Oates for Lionel Richie after the Commodores. We don't even get Lionel Richie in the Commodores.
You get Lionel Richie
see, that's what I mean.
You, the Commodores.
You're like the kid in Big Daddy. I win.
You because
a four, an eight, see, a jack.
This is why you do it. Because when most of you all dance, it looks like you're indeed dancing on the ceiling.
Oh, what's up now, huh? Goofball at the concert.
So, you got them. We ain't dancing on no ceilings, man. I don't know where you get that from.
Oh.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Come on, man. Really, seriously? Proof. Proof was this. I went to the Commodore, the Lionel Richie concert. This is, I can show you the video. He's doing dancing on the ceiling, hello, all of that. Everybody's dancing, having a good time. He's saying Zoom, only black people are standing up.
I went.
That's it. All the white folks sat down. They ain't on that Zoom.
I went to a wedding where my buddy married a girl from South America.
Okay.
Okay. So, and he's as white as white could be. He's Irish. So, it was one of the coolest weddings I went to because they played some traditional music from their country.
Right.
And then they'd play Billy Joel and Journey and all that. And you would see the dance floor. It's like, everybody's dancing. Whoop. Switch out. Here come the white people. All right, back to you. Your dance floor. Now it's ours. It was so funny just looking. People watched the entire time.
But it was just some of the things that Lionel Richie was doing. You could tell. That concert was the microcosm of the timeline of Lionel Richie. Now, time for you to find out what we learned today. Now, let me not get it twisted. If my man Jack Ginkle was at the concert, Jack would have been singing everything. So, Jack, I am not meaning to throw you in that pot. Jack would have been singing everything. Jack probably would have known things I didn't know. Today is National Apple Day. Today is also National Pharmacy Technician Day. And I love cheesecake, but one cheesecake I don't like, today is National Pumpkin Cheesecake. Miss me with that.
Yeah, I like pumpkin things, but again, it's one of those, once you have it, you're burping it up. At least me, I'm burping it up the rest of the day, and I can taste that, the nutmeg, the cinnamon, all that stuff.
I can't tolerate it. I can't tolerate it. Today would have been the Whitey Ford's birthday, former baseball player. Also, former baseball player George Bell celebrates his 66th birthday today.
Jorge Bell.
Former Baltimore Blast player Kitty Cooper turns 41 today, and Ricky Rubio turns 35 today.
Wow.
I'm going sports and out of sports. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Former pitcher Zach Greinke and actress entrepreneur Kim Kardashian both celebrate a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Kim.
Kim's older? Okay.
Zach.
Zach's older. Today, Zach Greinke turns 42, Kim Kardashian 45.
Really?
You were right.
Wow. All right. I don't necessarily agree.
Zach didn't have all that work.
What? Not every part of Kim Kardashian.
Zach didn't
45.
Have as much work.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. All right. I don't necessarily agree with this one, but what's the difference between a banjo and a hand grenade? That was the... Joe, was that a premature? You're more like me every day.
Oopsie.
Nothing. By the time you hear it, it's too late.
I swear that never happens.
Yeah. I don't know any fish jokes. If you hear any, let me know.
Minnow.
There's another one just like that. I was going to tell you a joke about a girl that only eats plants, but you've never heard of her before. You ever wonder what would happen if the devil lost his hair?
No.
I bet there'd be hell to pay. To pay. Here we go. What's up with all the sick birds in the U.S.? The news just won't stop talking about these ill eagles. Ill eagles. So I recently learned that if you flip a canoe over, you can wear it as a hat because it's capsized. Might not fit Rob's head, though.
Ill Eagles.
I bought a car with my ex-girlfriend. To be honest, I was surprised that the dealer would accept her as a payment. And lastly, this is my favorite one of the day. Multiple reports claiming Sting has been kidnapped. The police still have no lead.
Ill Eagles.
Ill Eagles.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.